something he never said. I mumbled his words. They put an old heavy rugged cross on his shoulder. And they made him march up a rugged hill called Calvary. They spit in his face. They threw stones at him. They mocked him. And then they hung him to the cross.
The Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
I start looking at Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and I start looking for somebody who got baptized in the Holy Ghost. John said, the Messiah, the one that's mightier than me, greater than me, you're going to know him because he's the one that baptizes with the Holy Ghost. So I start searching Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, looking for somebody. I start looking for somebody that Jesus baptized in the Holy Ghost, because John said he's the one that baptizes in the Holy Ghost, and I couldn't find nobody baptized in the Holy Ghost. I couldn't find nobody. I found people healed. I found people delivered. I found people had devils cast out of them. I found people that got raised from the dead. I found people that had that were in Jesus' company when he multiplied bread and fish. Yeah. I saw all kind of miracles that Jesus did in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But I couldn't find nobody. I couldn't find nobody baptized in the Holy Ghost. I said, well, John must be wrong. Still can't find nobody in Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John that's been baptized in the Holy Ghost. So is John in error? No, he ain't in error. No, absolutely not. In Luke chapter 24, after Jesus was raised from the dead, he told his disciples, he said, tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. He's saying, boys, don't y'all go nowhere. Y'all stay in Jerusalem until you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The power on high that he was talking about is the baptism in the Holy Ghost. And Jesus spent a lot of time teaching them about the Holy Ghost who was going to come. Amen. Go to John chapter 7. Look at verse 37. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. We're talking about something supernatural happening right now, ain't we? We ain't talking about no natural water. We ain't talking about you jumping in a pool getting wet. We're talking about something coming out of your innermost being that is full of life. It is life-giving water flowing out of your innermost being. You say, well, Pastor, what is Jesus talking about? Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Rivers! We're talking about supernatural living here. I believe those rivers are in you. You got rivers. If you've been baptized in the Holy Ghost, you got rivers of living water in you. In other words, God intends for you to live above the natural. He doesn't expect you to conform to this world. He expects you to be transformed from the world. Amen. The Bible says to be a friend of the world is to be an enemy of God. So I'm not siding with the world at all. The world has its own systems, its own philosophy, its own educational systems, its own political systems. It has all of that stuff. Entertainment, financial systems that are governed by the prince of this world, the devil. And the Bible says that we are in this world, but we are not of it. In other words, we have to live in the world we're in, but we don't have to participate with how the world does things. Amen. God called us out of the world because we have another kingdom on the inside of us. Amen. Now look at verse number 39. But this spake he of the Spirit. So when he talked about rivers of living water, he's talking about the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given because that Jesus was not yet glorified. So the baptism of the Holy Ghost hadn't happened yet. All right, turn over to John chapter 14. Look at verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he should give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. So the Holy Spirit, when he comes to take up residence in us. Jesus said, now the Holy Ghost is with you now because the Spirit of the Lord was upon Jesus. He said, but there's coming a day where the Spirit of God is not just going to be with you, he's going to be in you. And he called him the Comforter and the Spirit of Truth. Now, let's skip down to verse number 26. But the Comforter, now he's going to tell you plainly who the Comforter is. But the Comforter, who is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I've said unto you. Hallelujah. Thank God. Go ahead and say it. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. You see, the Father sent the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. The Father even acted in the name of Jesus. That's how great his name. Even the Father acted in that name. In other words, when the Father sent the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name, he sent him in Jesus' stead, in Jesus' place. Look at John 16. Look at verse 12. I have yet many things to say to you, but you can't bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will what? Guide you. I hope you're making note of all the things the Holy Ghost is doing. He'll guide you into all truth. He'll lead you into all truth. He'll bring all things to your remembrance. Here we see he will guide you into all truth. He will teach you all things. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. So the Holy Spirit does speak to us, and the Holy Spirit does show us things to come. I'm telling you, that's supernatural living. To have God talk to you is supernatural. And then to have God reveal things to you about the future is supernatural living. God's called us to a supernatural lifestyle. Amen? Listen to what else he said. he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it to you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. So the Holy Spirit will take what belongs to Jesus and reveal it to us. You know why he does that? Because we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus. And the Holy Spirit was given to us so that we would know the things that are freely given to us by God. Turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. So we see the Holy Spirit brings glory and honor to Jesus. I just want to show you the work of the Holy Spirit. And when we allow the Holy Spirit to have his way in our lives, it will cause us to live our lives supernaturally. Amen? And I'm going to break this down so it's practical to you, so you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Listen to this, verse number 4. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. You see, a demonstration of the Spirit and of power is supernatural. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the what? In the power of God. So our faith rests, it stands, it's erect, it is strong, it is firm. Amen. It is stable in the power of God. Because there's a demonstration of the Spirit and of power. That's supernatural. Hallelujah. Now look down at verse number 12. Well, I'll tell you what, let's go back to verse number 9 here. He said, but as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love him. You mean to tell me God has prepared some things for those that love him? Now, God loves everybody, right? But he's prepared some stuff special for people that love him back. How am I going to know what God prepared for me? How am I going to know it? But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world. See, there is the spirit of the world that's on some people. They got a worldly spirit. So they conform to the world. They fit right into the world. They go along with the flow that's in the world. The world tell them that certain things is okay, and they go right along with it, even though the Bible says it's wrong. You better be careful who you stand with. When people stand in opposition to the will of God and want you to come along, agree along with that, you better watch it. Because then you are introducing and you're inviting the spirit of the world into your life. And the spirit of the world is not nice. Because it blinds you to the truth. Spirit of this world is the spirit of the devil, who opposes all righteousness. Y'all got quiet on that one, didn't you? I'm going to tell you, the Holy Ghost still the Holy Ghost. Amen. I need to tell you the truth. You have to be careful. People that you associate with and mindsets that you have.